Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Please check it out, concreteindustries.com or at NEBCOinc.com. We're joined for the 8 o'clock hour by our friend Mike Schaefer, 24/7 Sports. Schaefer, I'm curious today, Game 3 for your Guardians in the wild card round against the Tigers. Are you nervous this morning? Like what's your level of confidence in the guards today to advance to the next round?
Well, there's never like a high level of confidence because we are talking about one of the worst offensive baseball teams to ever make the playoffs in the history of a sport that dates back. I mean, it's like dead ball level of hitting. I'm sure Steve Sipple's dad is fired up another opportunity in the playoffs here, but, yeah, I'll be happy if they win. I don't see them getting by the Mariners, but taking out the Tigers feels like a nice way to you know, cap your season, and hopefully they get the opportunity to do that here this afternoon. But I have no illusions of a World Series at the end of this run.
Are you transfixed? Are you watching most every inning?
Oh yeah, I mean it works out great for me and horrible for everyone else because these games are played in the middle of the day, and so I can just sit at home and be a lunatic. There's nobody in my house. I can just yell as much as I choose to.
Good.
It really works out well. Sports in the middle of the day is great for people who work from home and don't have real obligations in life. And I qualify in every facet there.
I think you'd be proud, Schaefer, because Sip this year has become, I would say, and Bill would confirm this, a baseball guy. He's watching a lot of baseball, not just postseason.
Rebirth.
We're talking throughout the year. He has a rebirth. In baseball, love.
I think he told me about this. I want to say, was it the Padres that he's in on?
You
is
got
that right?
It.
I like the Padres. I like watching Darvish pitch a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you've always been kind of a Dodgers guy, right?
Dodgers. No, I like Darvish. Darvish.
Darvish. Okay.
I like watching him pitch. Dodgers. No, I was a Dodgers guy.
But I thought you had told me Padres before. That makes a lot more sense now that we're
Dodgers as a kid, and I'm kind of winding back to the Dodgers a little bit here. But anyway, let's talk football.
Talking about Mike Schaefer. Schaefer, last week when Nebraska had Michigan in town, of course, it was a big recruiting weekend. The Huskers lost the game, but I'm curious, the aftermath of that weekend in recruiting, how was the weekend for the Huskers there?
Yeah, I mean, it was really good. I think for a lot of these guys, it was the opportunity to see Nebraska's fan base, see the game atmosphere, spend a little time with the coaching staff, and just sort of envision what life would be like if they ended up in Nebraska. Multiple different guys talked about how they were on the sidelines before the game, and they were kind of thinking like, hey, if I was playing in this game, huge environment, you got the fan base like this would be a pretty cool situation. And Nebraska had a lot of, you know, top 247 talent in town, and some of the top recruits in the country. You know, we ran through that list previously, but you had guys like Kennedy Brown and Kennedy Green, KJ Green. I mean, just really, really talented players. Jackson Roper was over from Colorado. He's in our top 247 as an offensive lineman. He absolutely loved his visit. He had two guys from Oklahoma, and Bryson Brown and Samaj Stanford, who really loved their visit as well. And so, you know, the guys from Florida that I talked with enjoyed it. So Nebraska did a really nice job. And they've got another big visit weekend again this weekend. I mean, they have some talented guys coming in. They have more top 247 players, both in the 2027 and in the 2028 class. And I think it's a credit to Matt Rhule. I mean, it's not easy, not just Matt Rhule. I mean, we always talk about the head coach and these things, but it's the recruiting staff who does a tremendous job getting people on campus. But they have another nice visit weekend here set up again. And, you know, it's been every week you've had top players coming in. I mean, from the 2027 class, Cooper Terwilliger is a name that I think people should know.
Okay.
That's a tight end out of South Dakota. TF Riggs High School. I can't tell you exactly which South Dakota town that is. I know it's not one of the Sioux Falls ones.
Okay.
But this is a guy Nebraska has recently went and visited during the bye week. And then on top of it, this is like his fourth or fifth visit. He just released a top four. Nebraska is solidly in it. I would say the Huskers are certainly a team to watch in this one. Other people to know, I mean, you've got a 2026 wide receiver in Josiah Teasley, who's going to be in town. He is from, he's a Virginia commit. He recently was at Penn State. Penn State offered, Nebraska offered. I'm told that Florida is going to get involved in this recruitment as well. It sounds like he's very open and has some top teams that are kind of looking at him, you know, so we'll see where that leads. But Nebraska, I don't think Devon Bonwell Witty was really ever going to be in the class. We talked about that, I think, last time. But this is a guy in Josiah Teasley that I think Nebraska sees as a 6'5" wide receiver that can kind of go up and get it and could be a nice addition into what they've already done at the wide receiver class.
So,
I kind of went all over.
All told, how many guys are you looking at this weekend?
Yeah, they're going to have right around, so they have 40 for Michigan, or just about 40. You know, they're going to have more than 20. Some of those guys are class of 30. Okay. There's a 30, 31.
Okay.
I don't really go that far into it, but they're going to have, you know, 20-ish recruits of pretty reasonably high level for a class of 26, 27, and 28, including a couple commits and Jace Reynolds, Matt Erickson, and Torrey Pittman.
Okay, Mike Schaefer, let's get into the game a little bit. You can put yourself in the shoes of Dana Holgorsen, and you're hearing these reports now of 30 to 40 mile an hour winds on Saturday for the game. How much are you thinking of that as a play caller, as someone who has to put together a game plan for this team?
You know, it's hard because for me, I have no real experience. Like 30 to 40 miles an hour wind, I don't have an experience throwing a football in that. So I really can't, like, we've all watched games where it's been really windy, but it's always hard to, it's hard to compare everything because you don't know what it's going to look like in the stadium. I think there's a way that you can have more of a horizontal passing game and still have success. I think they could do, you know, depending on how Michigan State defends you, you could certainly kind of keep it a little bit in check as they did against Cincinnati, where they didn't go after the too high look and they went against that shell. And you know what you're hoping there is you're looking to break tackles. You're looking to make plays that way. So I think that they can kind of, I don't want to say ground the offense, but I think they can tailor the passing game to kind of work against some of this wind, and you're hoping to just catch a Michigan State defense that's been pretty leaky themselves, catch them with some big plays, and that's going to result in needing to break some tackles. It feels like it could be a big Ja'Cory Barney game. Just like that, you know, I think Nebraska is going to have to figure out the best way that they can move the ball, but this also affects Michigan State too. I mean, so then – you know, everybody's got to play in these conditions, and this is just sort of what it is. It's like when Jake goes out to play in a golf event and there's 40-mile-an-hour winds, he's just got to hit through it.
And he can do that.
It's a struggle.
Yeah. Okay, now what do you envision at Nebraska's offensive tackle positions? It's a question we've been bandying around for 10 days.
10 days. I mean, I think we've been talking about this for 2 months, right?
Okay, 2 months. But anyway, what do you expect to see at tackle?
I don't know what I expect to see. I feel like sometimes they don't make, this is a stupid answer from someone who's not inside these conversations. Mm-hmm. But to me, from the outside, the idea should be to get your best five offensive linemen. I think there's no way that doesn't include Elijah Pritchett. I understand that comes with some hesitancy because of the pre-snap penalties and everything else. I personally would like to see him at left tackle, Gunnar Gutula at right tackle. And that's, to me, your best look. Like, I feel like that's been the case all year. I feel like they've hinted in August that it could get to that, and it just hasn't at this point. Coming out of the bye, you're 3-1. You kind of need to jumpstart things, both in terms of pass protection, but also...
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding Ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
You know, you can be a little bit better running the football, too, and certainly on a day where you might have to ground it a little bit more because of the wind, Elijah Pritchett can be a pretty good run blocker. And so I would like to see him out there at left tackle and Gunnar Gatula at right. I think that's the best version of Nebraska. I think that's what we're going to see on Saturday. But if not, I mean, Matt Rhule has shown some real, you know, gumption, I guess is a word I would use, when it comes to some of these offensive linemen. We saw it with Mazuka all of last year. I mean, there's no doubt that he was one of your best linemen, but there was stuff going on that we weren't privy to, that he just wasn't going to play that guy until he either had to or things sort of changed inside the walls of the program. Is Elijah Pritchett in that same spot? I don't think so, but we've seen it. Like, I wouldn't call it stubbornness, but he sticks to his beliefs on stuff, and I don't think just because there was a bye week and just because of the 7 sacks, he views it that he has to make a change if he doesn't think it's going to be for the best.
Schaefer, last week in the Big Ten, all but one game were one possession games. Nebraska right now, as of this moment, is
Big Ten 11 and a half. That's just what it is.
Yeah, but Nebraska's 11.5 point favorite against Michigan State. I don't understand that spread. Do you understand why it's so high?
I think it's entirely based on Michigan State's defense being a little bit suspect. Mm-hmm. You know, and then what Michigan State generally does well is pass the football, and Nebraska has the number one pass defense in the country through their 4 games that they played. So, I mean, now whether that stat is real or not is an entirely different debate, but that's what it is statistically. And so I think when you match these things up, Nebraska generally has moved the ball pretty easily through the air, and Michigan State's defense is not good. They don't have the same pass rush that Michigan does. They don't have the same front seven. So, you know, the expectation is Nebraska should be able to put up points. Can Michigan State match that? I think the number is high, but I don't think it's absurd. I don't think it's something like, if the question is, would you be shocked if Nebraska won by 14 points on Saturday? The answer is no. I think Nebraska is a better football team. I think I would be mostly surprised if they went out and executed and did what they were expected to do. And so that in itself would be a little surprising, but I'm not, you know, the people that make these and their power numbers and everything, I'm not surprised that on paper, Nebraska is viewed as a pretty heavy favorite compared to Michigan State. I mean, they're at home and they're the better football team.
let's zoom out. October, the month of October, you have four games. You know the games. What is a reasonable expectation in the context of Matt Rhule's third year as head coach for this program?
Reasonable, or like where people are going to lose their mind if Nebraska doesn't go 4-0? Because I think reasonable is 3-1.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I think if Nebraska's 6-2 going into the USC game, mm-hmm. that's almost where every single prognosticator would have had them before the season.
That's why.
So I don't understand. I don't think it's necessary to change the idea that, oh, Nebraska needs to go 4-0 because they might be favoring in all of these games. That's just not how I view it. I mean, I think that Minnesota game is going to be really tough coming off of a Maryland trip. We don't know what version of Maryland Nebraska is going to get. They played Wisconsin really well. Is that a product of Maryland or Wisconsin? Mm-hmm. We'll find out when they play Washington. I mean, so these aren't gimmies. And as Jake just said, leading into the other question, I mean, every other Big Ten game except one was a one-score game. Like, this is a tough conference. They make you earn your football wins. And I think if Nebraska goes 3-1, fans should be pretty happy about that. You're 6-2. They haven't been 6-2 starting the month of November since like Bo Pelini was in town.
I think so.
Or, you know, the Riley god awful Ohio State 62-3 loss. I think they were 6-2 starting November. They were 6-2 in November at that point. So it's been a while. And so I think 6-2 would be admirable. Obviously, if you can go 4-0, 7-1, then we're having an entirely different conversation about what the heights of the season could be with a big month in November.
Hey, what did you make of, okay, you got to go way back to Monday. And there's I've been asked this question a few times this week, of Rhule's sort of dialed back demeanor at the podium for his weekly media availability. Do you make anything of that? Do people read into that sort of stuff too much or not?
I don't know. I wouldn't put a lot of stock into it. I mean, if it's like that all the time, if, you know, Nebraska doesn't have any sort of, if he just sort of dials in any outward enthusiasm, or if he's not doing his podcast, or if he's not, you know, if it's just completely shut down, then I think that would be of note to me. Otherwise, you know, it could just be a day. Like you've done interviews. I've done interviews, mm-hmm. Bill, Jake, we've all done shows where you're not either 100% into what's happening there, or you're just maybe a little mentally somewhere else or whatever uh-huh. it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a media appearance. I don't think we have to put too much stock into it.
Okay.
Schaefer, Nebraska's first game was against Cincinnati, and Brandon Sorsby had 69 passing yards that game. He's been very good ever since, including a nice win at Kansas last week. They play Iowa State at home this week. Are you paying close attention to how they play still at this point since week one?
I watched a lot of Cincinnati Kansas last Saturday.
Did
actually.
You?
That game was, for some reason, it was on TNT, which I didn't even know was really televising college football games that much. And it was really entertaining. I think Brandon Sorsby is a really, really good quarterback. And so what Nebraska did to him in week one is a testament to John Butler's defense in that secondary and the way they were able to mix him up. I mean, he was 13-25 for 69 yards in that game. And if you look at everything since, he's thrown all over everyone. We'll see what it looks like against Iowa State. I think they just released, they have a couple major injuries coming into this game in their secondary. And so Cincinnati, I believe, is favored. They're at home. They win that game, they might be in the driver's seat to win the Big 12.
How about
at this
that?
Point, or at least really move themselves into that conversation. So,
wow.
You know, you think about how people felt when Nebraska left that game as a 20-17 winner. And I remember myself thinking, like, that was a mediocre Big 12 team. I'm glad Nebraska got through it, but they got a lot of things they have to fix. We might be talking about Cincinnati and that win entirely differently and how that defense played, particularly the secondary, by the end of the year.
Schaefer, always good stuff. Thanks for the
good
time.
Job,
we will
Schaefer.
Chat with you again down the road.
All right, guys, thanks for having me on. Hopefully the game show is still going well. What's the updated record?
2-2 in the week, and they're 17-9 since the reset. It's been pretty strong.
Okay.
Pretty strong
look
in here, Schaefer.
That.
Strong.
Strong.
Go Indians. Let's roll. Let's roll.
See you, Schaefer. That's Mike Schaefer, 24/7 Sports. Yes. Guardians. Indians. Yeah. One of the two.
Yeah, Indians is acceptable. I don't know. This game is, I think it's pretty easy to read if the wind weren't going to be blowing like that. Nebraska's main advantage is its passing game against their pass defense and lack of pass rush. I don't know what to make of that Shimmick report. Hope he's wrong.
Did we check in with
He's a friend of the show.
He's a friend of the show. He sat here with us.
Maybe we should bring him in tomorrow.
We should doesn't eat cake at 8 a.m.
We should have him do
it. Ken doesn't eat cake at 8 a.m. Third person Ken Shimmick.
He should do like a Friday in studio weather update.
He did say that. Ken doesn't.
Ken doesn't eat cake at 8 a.m. Third person.
Before we get to
please,
break,
Jake.
We are giving away cash again.
No, we're not.
People
no
like
taxes.
Cash. People still like cash. Why wouldn't you? $1,000 of cash.
Today, right? It's given away?
Giveaway. Well, yesterday's will be given today away at noon. Today's keyword will give away tomorrow at noon. So get your phone out and text 508-777-1000.
The
number again, 508-777-1000, or go to theticketfm.com. Click on the Cash Blitz button. Today's keyword is fund. F-U-N-D.
Fund.
Fund.
Who makes up the words?
I don't make up. I think that's Ellie.
Is it Ellie?
I think the organization, not ours, but the
organization.
Oh. National
we
organization.
We don't know where this money's coming from.
We don't.
This is national.
Not ours.
National. This is national.
So, again, text to 508-777-1000, the word fund, F-U-N-D, for your chance to win $1,000 tomorrow, given away at noon.
Okay.
When we come back, interesting comment from an interim coordinator in Division I about comparing that role to a high school head coaching role. We'll discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.